Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to a Thursday night conference call, our Thursday night health and hydration conference call. Tonight's call has been titled Pros to Joe's Secret Sauce Call. And we actually titled the call that way because, guys, it's unbelievable to me how many times I get questions from the general population that I just got the same question from a professional athlete the day before. So that's what tonight's call is really going to be about, are all those questions that so often you and others may think, well, you know, that's a question that a professional athlete would ask, but not general public. It's unbelievable how close so many of the top questions really are. So I'm going to address those. My name is Shan Stratton. I am owner of a nutrition company out of Arizona here called Core Health Products. And I've had the pleasure of almost 22 years now being able to work in this industry. Guys, watching people improve their quality of life has been something that is one of the greatest blessings to me and my family that I could ever explain, that I could ever share with anybody else. Of course, My biggest blessing is my wife and my three children, more so than anything else in the world. But I have been blessed time and time and time again to have friends and family and people just like all of you that are on this call tonight to be able to share the information that I've learned over the past 22, 23, 24 years. In fact, for the first 18 or so of those years, my main focus was on nutrition, exercise, and supplementation. And part of my focus was always to help alkalize the athlete's body or the individual's body. And we only really had nutrients to do that job. And so I was always handcuffed trying to take a professional athletic organization, whether it be the New York Yankees or whether it be the San Francisco Giants or the Miami Heat or any other team that I've had the pleasure of working with, and try and teach, not only teach the value of living a more alkalizing lifestyle, but then to get them to actually be able to alkalize the body were two completely different things. And I was really handcuffed. Well, about 5 years ago, I was introduced to a technology that has really changed a lot of the way that we teach and help people achieve their goals. In fact, my mission statement here at Core Health Products is to enhance and enrich that quality of life for millions of people around the world by providing the products, the services, and the education. And that's why we do these calls. The education is truly one of the most important aspects of what I get to do as the owner of a company and as someone in a position to help people improve their quality of life. Whether that quality of life is performing better on a professional baseball or football or basketball court, or whether that is finding the opportunity to help someone that is down on their health and find improved energy or vitality, or whether that's helping someone drop body fat and increase their energy levels. The opportunities are vast. And for each and every one of you to be on this call, guys, I'm truly honored, first of all, that you would be here, and second of all, for the opportunity to share with you the most common questions that I get, but then also the opportunity to answer those questions in a way that hopefully it's valuable to you, your family, your business, and whoever you have the opportunity of sharing health and wellness with as well. Over the past 23 years, as many of you know, I've had the great opportunity of working with professional athletes. That's something that I've loved. I've really enjoyed. I have great respect for professional athletes, collegiate athletes, high school athletes. But one of the things that I learned very quickly is that a professional athlete really isn't much different than me and you and others around the world, except they get paid a little bit more. Their dreams, their goals, their desires are much the same as mine and yours in regard to, I want to improve my performance as an individual. Again, whether that be on a football field, or whether that be in a law office working as an attorney, or whether that be a stay-at-home mom wanting to improve her ability to be the best mom, or the best wife, or the best husband that we can be. And so I've really been blessed to have that opportunity. And tonight, as I said, our call is really focused around those primary questions that I get that would be from a professional athlete and also general population. For instance, let me just jump right out here. I'm going to answer one of the questions. And first of all, let me also say thank you guys for submitting questions. We've got so many different questions here and different ways that questions are asked, so thank you for participating. Anybody that wants to submit a question for our upcoming calls, you can always submit that question at info, that's I-N-F-O, like information, info@corehealthproducts.com, and your question will be answered. So let me just take one of the most common questions that I get from athletes and non-athletes alike, and that is, Sham, what is the difference between alkaline water and alkalizing water? Is there really a difference? Guys, I get that so much because there's so much information out there. Now, many of you already know that when you start sharing information about this great technology that helps change people's pH and improves their quality of life and helps them find more energy and weight loss and all those things, first thing they do is go to the internet and they find that, oh man, this is all over the board. There's a lot less expensive machines that provide alkaline water as well. Guess what? Massive difference, guys, between alkaline and alkalizing water. Common water is alkalizing. We can take any water, any bottled water, any tap water, any kind of water that you want to take, and you can add chemicals or minerals to it and make it alkaline. So making alkaline water, guys, is not magic. It's not unique. It's not special. It's not great. It is simply adding some chemicals, in this case minerals for the most part, into that water, and now all of a sudden, the chemical count goes up, and we see, oh, now it's alkaline. So, many companies and many people are saying, well, I appreciate you introducing that water to me, but I'm not really interested. Not my interest. Well, the whole time being, because they think they can get alkaline water, the same water, for much less expensive, and that's not the case. Alkalizing water, guys, requires an electrical change, not chemical, electrical. Just like the reason that in my opinion, okay, and I'll tell you that this is truly Chan's belief, but I believe that a big part, if not the primary or one of the primary reasons that God has created lightning is to provide that massive bolt of energy, electricity, to help ionize not only the water, but our air and other things that are required. Electricity is mandatory for electrolyzing or alkalizing water. And so that's why our machines, common water technology, you will notice that there is a plug-in. And I've had so many people, professional athletes, general public alike, that will say, well, you guys aren't very natural. You got to plug it into a wall. Exactly. That plug-in is our lightning. We've just found a way of doing it. Rather than waiting on lightning to hit our puddle of water that we're going to drink, we are proactive. We use that electricity. We run it through a filter. We run that water over plates of titanium, run the electricity through it. Now we have created a very active, alkalizing form of water. Consuming alkalizing water can, in fact, data shows, change, enhance, improve, whatever you want to call it, the pH of the tissues of the human or animal body. As opposed to just straight alkaline water cannot prove to do the same thing. So, answer to that is a very, very, very simple and solid major difference between alkaline and alkalizing water. You want to know more about it? Folks, there are tons and tons of people on this call. Whoever it was that invited you to come listen to this call, they would love to give you more information about it. But don't fall into the trap of thinking, oh, I can get alkaline water over here. Okay, next question. Let's go to a nutritional question. Shin, I was never big enough, really, to play much sports, but I always loved sports. My favorite is baseball, so who is your favorite team and why? I'm going to answer that. My favorite team changes almost weekly, in some cases daily. Now, the reason being, for instance, yesterday, the LA Dodgers were absolutely my favorite team because they placed a large order of nutritional products. So they were using a lot of my products yesterday. We shipped it out today, so yesterday they were my favorite team. A few weeks ago, Kansas City Royals and the New York Mets were playing for the World Series. They're both customers of mine, so I like them both, but I have to say, the day after the World Series, the Mets lost. Kansas City Royals won. I'm very proud of them, but the Mets, after losing, sent me an email, and I quote, "Shan, thank you for your product and your advice. It has played a big part in our success this year." Made me feel real good. Guys, clearly Diamondbacks have to be my favorite. Next question. Shan, we're going into the cold and flu season. Immunity seems to be a struggle for many. Can you share some protocols on how to rebalance the gut health after taking antibiotics? Great, great, great question. I appreciate who submitted that question. Let me first of all say that we don't have to succumb to antibiotics. Now, guys, please be very, very clear. I'm not a doctor. I don't pretend to be a doctor. I don't want to be a doctor. I'm not smart enough to be a doctor, but I am smart enough to know that antibiotics can be and are as detrimental in some cases as beneficial. Antibiotics are, if you break the name down, anti means against, biotic means life, against life. I get this question all the time from my athletes. We have a facility right here in Arizona. We'll run anywhere from, 100, 150, 200 professional athletes through our facility here every year, baseball, basketball, football, hockey. And inevitably, each time I go in there, Ken, I caught a cold. How do I boost my immune system? Should I go get an antibiotic or do you have another idea? Guys, to boost your immune system, you have to look at the gut. It starts in the gut, it ends in the gut. And gut health is what will dictate your present and your future. If your gut health is weak, you will be more susceptible to sore throats, ear infections, sinus infections, gastroesophageal reflux diseases, lower GI issues, yeast infections, constipation, leaky gut syndrome, urinary tract infections. That list goes on and on and on. And most often, people run and get an antibiotic, meaning against life. So, guys, I want to share an analogy with you, and I shared this with a group of baseball players. They've already started reporting back into camp. We've got a large group down there. And it was just last week in one of these groups that this question came up. And here's the analogy that I shared with them. If you look at a war, okay, and let's say there's a war going on between good people and bad people, and all of a sudden the bad people start overpowering the good people somehow, and they start killing them off a little bit at a little faster rate, and it starts getting weaker and even more and more out of balance. The bad people are getting stronger, the good people are getting weaker. All of a sudden, the bad people are saying, man, we've got this under control now. We can start really setting up camps, setting up our tents, and really, really making a life here. Well, now, there's two philosophies. One philosophy would be, hey, let's go and take an airstrike. Let's bring in an airstrike, and let's just kill everything throughout the entire region, the good, the bad, everything in between. Let's just kill them all and start over from scratch. That way we kill all the bad. The bad's gone. That's one philosophy, but I don't think very smart at all. nor is it something that we would want to do. On the flip side, the second philosophy would be, let's bolster up the good people. Let's send in backup support. Let's send in more troops. Let's send in more tactical forces. Let's do anything and everything we can do to make our good army stronger and bigger and ready to go into war and really win this thing in the long run. Guys, that's the analogy that goes on within our body almost every day when we are battling against bad bacteria. Sore throat, ear infection, sinus infection, colds, flus, yeast infection, urinary tract infection. Once you got all those things that I listed, antibiotics are against life, meaning they're going to come in and they're going to kill everything top to bottom. It's going to just clean us out so we can say, yep, sure enough, my sore throat's gone, so I must be fixed. No, that's not the answer. The answer is to bolster the good stuff. We've got to replenish those probiotics, those living, healthy, living organisms that fight the bad stuff. They are called probiotics. They're the opposite of antibiotics. You see more and more and more deep-pocketed marketing companies that are going on TV and selling probiotic yogurts or probiotic infused dairy products or probiotic enriched this or that. Guys, the truth of the matter is, you would have to eat nearly one full gallon of most yogurts to get any tiny bit of benefit whatsoever. A whole gallon. Probiotics should be taken each and every day to boost that immune system. We don't have to succumb to antibiotics. Probiotics and enzymes should be taken every single day. Now, some of you may be saying, well, Sam, how can you say that? You know, my kids get sick quite often, ear infection, sinus infection, whatever it is, and, you know, I mean, that's all we've ever known. We got to take an antibiotic. So what do we do afterwards? Well, there is an after, and then there is a let's do it without. First of all, to answer, what do I do after? So if you do end up saying or making the decision that you take an antibiotic, folks, you have to replenish those living cultured probiotics, and you do that by gaining access to a broad range of stabilized probiotics. What do I mean by stabilized? Probiotics are very sensitive to heat. And in most cases, probiotics have to be refrigerated because if they warm up any at all, they denature or they die. Make sure you have stabilized probiotics. That's all I use are stabilized probiotics. They are activated by the different pH ranges throughout that GI tract. The probiotics needed in the ears, nose, and throat are activated at a completely different pH scale or range than the probiotics needed in the lower GI, in the colon, in the small and large intestine, in the stomach, in the throat. So make sure that your enzyme blends are pH stabilized. And that's what I make sure that people have access to. Now, the second answer would be, let's try and stay away from antibiotics as much as possible. Guys, I share this story with you because I'm extremely, extremely proud of my beautiful, beautiful wife, who we've always been into health. We have three children, a 19-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 12-year-old. They all went to public schools. They all went to did all the games and did all the things that all kids do. Stayed out and played late, played in the cold, played in the hot, all of those things. And I can tell you that between those three kids, if you add up all of their ages, 48 years of childhood life, they have been on a total of one antibiotic. One. They didn't die. They don't have deformities. They haven't had vast sicknesses or illnesses. One. And that was because my youngest son, his ears perforated, and the doctor said it's mandatory because with the perforated eardrum, if infection begins to grow that deep into the canal, then there can be brain infection. So that was the only time. Guys, let's bolster the good side. Let's strengthen the good guys. And we do that by providing probiotics and digestive enzymes on a daily basis. So I hope that was a value. Next question. Let's go back to water questions. Shed, how would I approach a local high school, college, gym, coach, etc., to get them interested in Tongan water? Guys, all coaches, all athletes for that matter, they understand two things: increased performance and reduced acid. If you can show or bring up a conversation with a trainer, a athlete, a coach, whoever it might be, and help them understand that we have a way to help reduce the lactic and or uric acid buildup. Now, be careful. You don't want to say that we reduce the production, because we don't. Lactic acid production is a natural part of the energy cycle. It's a natural process. What is not natural is for that lactic acid to linger around long enough to rob the oxygen needed to create ATP. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in a bit. But we know that we can reduce that lactic acid lingering in the bloodstream. It's called blood lactate levels. We can reduce that by using an alkalizing form of water. Not alkaline water, guys. An alkalizing, Tongan water. Water that has been, that we have changed electrically to create it into a form that allows us to neutralize and even reduce the blood lactate levels. We actually conducted those blood tests in our facility here in Arizona. We didn't have enough test subjects that we could publish it. The Dr. Filter come down, went into the facility. He and I actually took blood from NFL football players as we ran them through various different workouts and programs, and we knew exactly where their blood lactate levels should be. We did tests, and we came back the next day, did more tests, and what we found is that we were able to keep those lactate levels down at a lower range. Again, not stop it. We don't want to. But that is really the best approach to go to an athlete, a coach, anybody that has anything to do with fitness. We reduce the buildup of lactic acids or uric acids. The second is we improve performance. How? Think about it, guys. If you were whatever it is that takes most energy from you during the day, maybe it's watching your kids, maybe it's taking them to the park, maybe it's playing basketball, whatever it is, if you were able to put a portable oxygen mask right on your, straight oxygen, like you see those NFL players using on the sidelines, if you were able to take one of those oxygen masks and just wear it as you went around during the day, you know you would have increased energy. Because oxygen is mandatory for the creation of ATP, which is energy. It's mandatory. It's not an option. And so if we can increase oxygen availability, then that will definitely help us to reduce the acid, increase our energy levels, and we know that can be done by reducing acid. And enzymes are also mandatory for the natural separation of blood cells. When we consume enzyme-rich foods like fruits and vegetables and grains and any other thing that's raw that's full of enzymes, it helps separate those red blood cells. In doing so, we can show data support and increase tissue level of oxygen. When that oxygen goes up, we're able to create more of what is needed in regards to that energy. So I hope that I hope that was of help with athletes. Acid, reduce acid, and increase performance or oxygen, ability to perform at a longer period of time. Okay, next question. Let's see. Okay, here's a good one. And someone who submitted this, I appreciate the submittal, and I appreciate where this came from. What products are best to help someone regain their health after struggling with anorexia? And then after that, of course, it puts, know that this does not correlate with athletes, but it is a question that I feel would be valued to be answered. Believe it or not, that is not unique to non-athletes. You know, this is a surprise to many people, especially the person that sent this in. Guys, I've worked with professional athletes year after year after year after year, 20-some years, and I can tell you that at the beginning of off-season camp to the middle of off-season camp, and in some cases to the end of off-season camp, we get athletes that come in that are literally sick to their stomach, throwing up, because they cannot show up at camp 1 pound, 5 pounds, 15 pounds, or 20 pounds over a very set specific weight. Otherwise, they could get fined. They would get let go. And so, even though it may not be clinical anorexia, I can tell you I know hundreds of athletes that have gone through that same process of purging and purging and purging and being afraid to eat because they were terrified of their weight getting too high for what the team requires and society for that matter. So when the question says, what are some protocols to help with that? First and foremost, guys, we have to look back again at the gut. Purging, even one episode, one single episode of purging can, in fact, kill the vast majority, not a lot, the vast majority of the living, healthy probiotics in that upper GI, in the esophagus. Okay, you know how it is whenever you've thrown up through your life, it's very, very acidic. That acidity can and will kill many of those probiotics in that upper GI, making you much more susceptible to sore throat, ear infection, sinus infection, GERD's disease, acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion, okay, many of those issues. So what would the protocol be? First and foremost, we've got to balance that pH. We've got to start drinking electrolytes, 9.5 Kangen waters. We've got to get that pH back into range. We've got to replenish dramatically the probiotics that have been denatured and killed. Because one other thing I want to mention is, understand, guys, that probiotics are not just there for immunity. I know often I kind of portray them as, you know, it's the end-all, be-all for immunity, which that is a primary focus of probiotics, but they are also the gatekeeper for nutrient absorption. Without probiotics, nutrients, even if they're broken down, cannot be absorbed through that gut wall. So probiotics are just as important for nutrient utilization, the utilization of your carbohydrates, your proteins, your fats, your vitamins, your minerals, your herbs, all those things. Probiotics are just as vital, just as integral to that nutrient utilization process as any of the enzymes or foods that we consume. So I cannot stress enough the value of of probiotics and enzymes formulated together. Now, many of you know that I have a product with enzymes and probiotics called Digestive Health. The reality is, you need to make sure, whether it's mine or someone else's, that you find a good probiotic enzyme blend that is pH stabilized and can be utilized on a regular basis, especially in that scenario of anorexia and or often throwing up, okay? Whether that be that you get stomach aches a lot and you throw up, or you get sick a lot and you throw up. If you throw up, I would say more than once or twice a year, you have to go through what we refer to as a flora blitz. A flora blitz is simply four capsules of the Digestive Health four times per day, for four full bottles, that's a 2-week supply. In 2 weeks, you will refresh your entire probiotic count through that gut. You want to balance your gut health? Do a Flora Bliss. If you have more information on that, you can email us again at the info at corehealthproducts.com. Let's see. Ken, does frozen water add minerals to the water to make it alkaline? I just got this question, guys. A good friend of mine, Carson Palmer, a professional athlete, quarterback to the Arizona Cardinals, and as a matter of fact, playing as we speak. Arizona Cardinals are playing the Minnesota Vikings tonight, so I know he's on the field right now as we speak. But it was last week, or a couple weeks ago maybe, one of his questions was, hey, Chef, with this condom water unit that I have in my house that you installed for me, how do you guys make it alkaline? Do you add minerals to it? Okay, so it goes right back to, and I take full responsibility. I hadn't educated him properly, obviously, because in his mind, someone got to him. I could tell by the question, someone got to him and said, oh, yeah, we can, you know, alkaline water is easy to make. Because he was questioning, saying, you know, do you guys add minerals to make your water alkaline? Man, what a great opportunity to sit and explain the process to a future Hall of Famer, potentially Player of the Year, MVP this year. I mean, just playing fantastic, saying he feels as good or better than he's ever felt in his career, to sit down with Carson and share some of that information. Sit down with his trainer. And share that information with them. Guys, we're unique. What we have is special. Okay, now that's not to say that all the other products or companies out there are bad. No, you'll never hear me say that. But we are the best. We provide the best alkalizing form of antioxidant-rich water. And so, no, we do not add minerals to our water to make it alkaline. Instead, we do much more important stuff, which is we provide the needed electricity to make a molecular change, an electrical change, to create and provide alkalizing forms of water to help reduce that lactic and uric acid buildup, to help reduce all of those things that we just talked about. Okay, one last question, and then I'm going to get to the big, 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 big question that everybody always asks, and that one's going to be a lot of fun as well. Let's see, last question, and we have a lot of them here. I appreciate all the questions, guys. Sharon, what's the best way to gain and maintain muscle? Guys, I have worked with professional athletes, collegiate athletes, as I said, for many years now. Gaining good solid muscle is not hard. It's a very simple process of increasing the breakdown of your protein. It's that simple. Now, notice I didn't say increase your consumption. The easiest way is to increase your breakdown, your digestion, your utilization of the protein you are consuming. That's something I have specialized in for 20-plus years. We take professional athletes all day long and put 5, 10, 15 pounds, 20 pounds of good, solid muscle. And as muscle content, as muscle strength goes up, the good thing is it's a natural metabolic increase because stronger muscles burn more calories. Notice I didn't say bigger. Stronger muscles burn more calories. So the stronger your muscle content, the more calories you burn. That is a good thing. I've got a lot of that stuff on my website, too, about gaining muscle and stuff like that, some good testimonials from our athletes and so on. One last question. I got to throw this one out there. Ken, please explain to the listeners about Barrett's esophagus and how Core Health products and Kangen water can be of great help. Help people understand that digestion is another top issue with many people out here. And, of course, that includes athletes, professional or not. Guys, I probably get this question more so for my professional athletes, not necessarily Barrett's esophagus, but indigestion than I do general public. It is an ongoing common theme. Lack of digestion is running rampant. It causes a buildup of acid. So what do? We want to neutralize that acid by drinking good electrolyzing Tongan water, but we have to increase the digestion of the nutrients being consumed. Now, the person that sent this question in also sent a follow-up testimonial. Chen, the digestive health, and I quote, Chen, the digestive health has been a huge help for me dealing with Barrett's esophagus. I will never go another day without it ever again. It has done wonders for all of my digestive issues. Barrett's esophagus, guys, is the next stage of GERD disease. Okay, typically people start out with acid reflux, heartburn, maybe some indigestion. That's stage one. Stage two would be where it started getting so bad that that acid started creeping back up into the esophagus, started deteriorating that esophageal lining, and now we have GERD disease. It's actually titled a disease, GERD, G-E-R-D-S, gastroesophageal reflux disease. That disease needs not antiacids, it needs an increase in the ability to stop the need for acid production. You can only do that by consuming good enzyme-rich foods or supplementing with digestive enzymes. It's a must. Now, Barrett, that was stage two. Barrett's esophagus is stage three. That is where GERD, we passed that, and now we are to a point where there is high risk for esophageal cancer. I don't want to go too far into it because I'm certainly not making a claim, but guys, acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion, GERD disease, Barrett's esophagus are not that hard to address. I'm not saying cure it. It's not that hard to address when you look at what causes that massive acid secretion. It's a lack of alkalinity. It's a lack of ability to alkalize, therefore alkalizing, electrolyzing form of water, and reduce need for acid production. The only reason that the body secretes acid in the stomach is if a food doesn't have the enzymes to break it down. So again, I go back to enzymes and probiotics. Enzymes and probiotics, enzymes and probiotics. I cannot emphasize that enough. That together with alkalizing, electrolyzing water, it's the best protocol I have found for my professional athletes, my weekend warriors, my stay-at-home moms, my young children, my old clients, my customers. It does not matter. That is the important part. Okay, we are at 40 minutes. I'm going to take the next 5 to 7 minutes to address the most common question that I get, guys. It's not going to be a surprise when I state it. You're going to see, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, professional athletes, they're going to want the same thing as general public. Okay? And that is, Chen, how do I increase my energy levels? How do I increase my energy levels? I'd like for each of you to think about that for a minute, because I get that, as each of you probably do. If we could increase our energy a little bit, we could do more. If I can increase a professional football player's energy to stay on the field 1 or 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 plays longer, I've helped he or she be a better athlete. If I can keep a pitcher on the mound for 10 more pitches, he or she may be a better pitcher. If I can keep a mom having the same energy level for 5 or 10 or 50 minutes or an hour or 2 or 3 or 4 hours longer, I've helped her take care of the children and also other things that needed to be done. If I can help an elderly be able to not feel so tired at 5 o'clock in the evening and still have the energy at 6 or 7 o'clock, folks, that is what people are clamoring for. Athletes and non-athletes alike. Just this last week, I was in Nashville, Tennessee, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I was at the Major League Baseball winter meetings. See if you know about the winter meetings. Every year, first part of December, all the executive heads of every single team in Major League Baseball go to the winter meetings. I was honored to be asked to speak to Major League Baseball strength and conditioning coaches. So the strength and conditioning coaches for every single team with the opportunity to sit and meet and share and educate and learn and spend 4 days with them. What a blessing that was. But one of the main topics was, how do we sustain our energy levels for these athletes? Because they're so up and down. They're so adrenaline hit. We go out there on the field, we play an inning, we come back in, we sit down. We go back out there, we play, and it's a long inning, energy high, we come back in, we sit down. Man, it was a game-winning hit at the end, energy's high, adrenaline is high, we go sit on a bus. We go to a hotel, and we sit there, and we look at the wall, and our energy is shot. How do we maintain a level? Guys, on the plane ride home, I got to thinking about that, and I'm thinking, how is that any different than every one of us on this phone call? How is that different than every client or customer that you and I approach to share Tongan water with, or to share enzymes and probiotics, or to talk about core health products? How is that any different? I bet everyone on this call can remember a time when they wanted to have more energy. Now, maybe Tongan water has provided that for you. Maybe core health products has been a big value for you. But to get outside of us, it is one of the most common requests, questions that we get from every single walk of life. And the answer is not that hard to answer it. Let's start with understanding that energy can't be created, first of all. Okay? Now, some of you are thinking, what do you mean can't be created? We create energy all the time. No. Energy cannot be created. It has to be transformed or converted. That's probably a better word. It has to be converted from one form to another. For instance, we throw a log of wood. Okay, that log of wood is solid. It's cold. There's nothing written to it. You put your hands on it, it's not warming you up at all. You're still cold. You throw that log of wood on the fire, that transition starts taking place. We convert that solid wood, we convert it to a heat and a life energy. It's a form of energy. That same process goes on within our body, guys. We have to convert a form of matter, convert it into a heat or a light energy. And there are three processes that can be utilized to do this. I don't want to get too detailed here, but there are three processes, okay? There are three systems, might be a better way of explaining it. The first system would be the usage of what's called glycogen. Okay, now glycogen is what we get from carbohydrates that are broken down. Keep that word in mind, must be broken down. The greatest, most nutrient-rich carbohydrate in the world cannot produce 1 ounce of energy, cannot convert to 1 ounce of energy without the presence of converting enzymes. Enzymes are mandatory for that conversion from that solid food into a burnable form of fuel that in this first system we're referring to as glycogen. Now, glycogen is that, it's almost like rocket fuel, guys. I mean, it is ready to just explode the second that you need it. It is stored in your muscles, okay? And the interesting thing is, the muscles can only store X amount of it. In fact, the muscles can only store 250, and I'm looking at my note right here, can store 250 to 400 grams of glycogen. Now, you may say, so what, you know, how much is that? Is that good or is that bad? 400 grams of glycogen will be burnt up in those muscles in less than 3 seconds. If you go into this response of, oh man, I got to get out of the chair and run as fast as I can, you will burn up those glycogen stores within 2 to 3 seconds. So that's your first form of energy, that instant energy. Most people don't really really have a problem with that because it's almost like a fight or flight response. And we also have kind of a booster button, I guess would be a good word. Hey, I told you you had rocket fuel. Well, that booster button is adrenaline. So if adrenaline, if all of a sudden you go into a fight or flight response and the body produces adrenaline, that adrenaline just super fires all of that glycogen and you will burn through it in instant. So obviously that energy source is only for a very, very, very short period of time. Most people don't have a problem with that. Okay? They can jump up and run if they had to. It happens. It's a reaction. Again, glycogen is stored in the muscles and in the liver. And it's very, very accessible. It's almost like if I had a campfire, and I had a cup of gasoline, okay, and you throw that gasoline on there, man, I mean, it burns instantly. The fire flares up, and then it's back down. You burn that gas up almost instantaneously, but it's not really going to be good for you long term. So that's system number one. That's the burning of our glycogen stores done very, very quickly. I do a lot of work with athletes on how we reserve some of those glycogen stores, and I'll talk about that in just a minute here. System number two is the usage or conversion. Again, energy cannot be created, must be converted. We convert carbohydrates in the bloodstream that is known as glucose. Glucose in the bloodstream is a source of energy that is ready to be utilized, but it's going to be utilized after the glycogen stores if there's this instant response. Now, I'm very familiar with glucose in the blood and how valuable it is. I don't think that it's anything secret. My 12-year-old son was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes 1 year ago. In fact, it's 1 year ago in about a week. And it crushed us. It hurt me to the core because I thought I had done something wrong. So we've learned the value of glucose. Now, the reason I bring that up, guys, is because there have been times that the blood sugar levels would drop dramatically. It's supposed to be above 100. Okay, let's use that number. It's supposed to be above 100. There have been times it would drop down into the 30s, and almost instantaneously, he couldn't hardly move. No energy, because the glucose levels, the level of energy source, the fuel for conversion to energy, was almost gone. It was gone out of his bloodstream for whatever reason, whether he used it, whether it didn't take, whatever the case was. But here's the meat thing. Diabetics that sit out from a lack of glucose, okay, in most cases, if you pass out from an injury, if you pass out from heat exhaustion, or if you pass out from pain, or if you pass out from almost anything, it can take days, and in some cases, weeks, to recover from that episode. If and or when you pass out from a lack of glycogen, as long as we can get glycogen, okay, energy, stored back in there in the form of a sugar, a simple carbohydrate, literally within less than 10 minutes, everything's back to normal. Now, I don't say that lightly, and any of you that have experience with diabetes, please don't think that I'm making light of that, because again, my son is diabetic, but I've seen it firsthand, how a lack of that energy source can stop him in his tracks. But we have a system that we can provide that energy very, very, very quickly. That's how fast the body can work. Here's the key. My son takes the least amount of insulin of any type 1 diabetic his age in the state of Arizona. Why? Because we know how to massively increase the breakdown of carbohydrates into a usable, convertible form, and that's done with and only with digestive enzymes. So the more we can break those carbohydrates down into a form of glucose, now that glucose says, okay, I can convert some of it into glycogen until my glycogen stores in the muscle. Remember, it can only go about 100 grams of glycogen in the muscles and about 400 grams in the liver. Okay, those stores are packed full. Man, I don't need any more glycogen for instant, immediate response. Now let's circulate around in the bloodstream in the form of glucose. We're here. We're ready when you need it. if and when, yeah, now this is important, if and when that glycogen has too much, meaning you've overindulged, you've thrown caution out the window and said, I'm going to eat more carbohydrates than I know I should, I'm going to have 3 pieces of white bread, I'm going to have all of these bad foods, or whatever the case is, the body looks at that and says, okay, our glycogen stores are full, our glucose storage is full, let's convert that to fat. And much of that is converted to fat. Now, not all is lost, because some of that fat can be burned as energy, but guess what? Once glucose is converted from a carbohydrate to glucose to fat, it cannot be converted back to glucose. Cannot happen. So that's why so many times people say, well, carbohydrates are bad for us, only if it's not digested and broken down into a form that the body can recognize and burn as needed or excrete. If it's not in that form, the body stores it, and it can't be converted back to glucose. It cannot be used for short-term energy ever again. So that's the first two systems. First is immediate response glycogen in the liver and in the muscle. Second is a glucose, very quickly able to be used, sugar in the bloodstream. Neither one of those require the presence of oxygen. However, there's always a however, isn't there, guys? However, I know we're pushing up on an hour here, and I'm going to continue to go on because I'm looking at our numbers, and we're still well above 100 and have not dropped listeners. So I appreciate you sticking with me. I hope that you're enjoying this as much as I am. The however on this part was, in that second system, that conversion of glucose into converting it into a usable form of energy, there is something that is created that slows the recovery process called lactic acid. Lactic acid is created in that second phase of use. Not in the first. When we jump up and run all of a sudden and all the glycogen is burnt, no problem. But as soon as we start converting those carbohydrates, that glucose, into a form of needed energy, which usually happens over the first 20 to 25 minutes of exercise, lactic acid begins to be created. Lactic acid starts to rise. And one of the things that lactic acid requires for reduction is oxygen. So the conversion of glucose to energy does not require oxygen, but the byproduct of that process robs oxygen. And with a depletion of oxygen, now we start depleting our third system, which does require oxygen. That third system is the long-lasting aerobic energy. This is energy that has really started to be tapped into after about the 30-minute mark. Unfortunately, guys, maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't, but unfortunately, you will not be burning very much fat, if any, in the first 20 to 25 minutes of an exercise. You're burning glycogen and you're burning glucose. Now, once we get to that lower end, now the body says, okay, I'm running low on glucose. I'm completely out of glycogen. So the glucose is being converted as quickly as it possibly can from glucose to glycogen. The glucose stores, I'd like to replenish that. But man, all I know is this lactic acid keeps creeping up here higher and higher and robbing oxygen and slowing the conversion of glucose to glycogen. So we have to reduce that lactic acid. How do we do that? Electrolyzed water. Alkalizing water reduces, remember, not the production, but the buildup of that lactic acid. And with that reduction of lactic acid, now all of a sudden we start seeing ATP. The only reason I'm bringing that up is because many of you have heard Dr. Filser talk about it. He and I have had lengthy discussions and conversations about it. ATP is the energy source. And we see that as lactic acid goes down, as oxygen goes up, so does ATP, which is called adenosine triphosphate. Doesn't matter. It is your source of energy. It's in three different sources, glucose, glycogen, and in a form of fat. So the long-lasting aerobic energy is where we burn most of our fat. That's why thus aerobics. That's how the word came about. That's why they named that exercise. Aerobics are done long-term. Even then, those fats will not be converted to energy without the presence of lipase enzyme. Lipase enzyme is mandatory for the conversion of fat to an energy source. You notice how I keep going back to enzymes, enzymes, enzymes. Guys, there was a chart that showed in every single step of every single phase of all three energy systems, there are very specific enzymes that are mandatory, and without each and every enzyme, that process will not continue. That energy supplying conversion process cannot and will not continue. Enzymes are more important to the energy cycle than probably anything else other than the actual sugar itself, okay? And I say sugar in a good form, the form of energy. So those the aerobic energy system must have oxygen. That's one of the processes. So enzymes and oxygen are mandatory for the aerobic process. Has to be there. Enzymes are required for the first two as well. Now, last couple of points here, and then we're going to wrap it up. I know we're right at the top of the hour. We can use, and we do use, all three of these fuel sources, okay, of these fuel systems. Step one, phase one, phase two, phase three. But if we are skipping one or two of those phases, and almost usually it's that third phase, which is 2, 3, 4 hours into our day, where's my energy gone? Man, I woke up this morning, I had energy, I was excited, I knew I was going to go out and build a business today and spend time with my grandkids and enjoy this day, and it's only 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and man, I just want to go sit down and relax because I don't have that long-term energy. It has nothing to do with our glycogen, it has nothing to do with our glucose. It has to do with our body's inability to tap into that third system, which is a conversion of fat to energy. It must have the presence of oxygen and enzymes. It's not optional. If you're missing one or the other, not saying that that's all it requires, but if you're missing one or the other of those, you will not find or have the energy levels that you want to have. I get so many people asking me, professional athletes as well. So, Shannon, are you telling me that digestive enzymes can increase my energy levels, which would allow for a weight loss program? Absolutely. Enzymes regulate metabolism. You've all heard me say that. Enzymes regulate metabolism. Enzyme count goes up, metabolism goes up. Enzyme count goes down, metabolism goes down. You must increase your intake of enzymes on a daily basis, whether through consuming raw food or supplementing it in a supplemental form. So lastly, when we have athletes into our facility, guys, there are three things that I go over with them. There are three things that I focus on in my aspect of training, professional football, baseball, basketball players, and it doesn't change from how we would work with each individual on this call. First and foremost, we increase their muscle strength. We focus on increasing good, solid strength so that we can increase the efficiency and the force of those muscles. The stronger the muscle, the more calories it burns. The stronger the muscle, the more we're able to convert to energy. Number two, we then train those motor and muscle skill patterns to move more effectively, work in whatever sport it is. So we're going to train a professional baseball player differently than a professional football player. But guess what? I would train a professional baseball player darn near exactly identical as I would you that came in and said, hey, you know what, I just want to have a little more energy at the end of the day to finish up my business. I just want to have a little more energy at the end of the day to spend more time with my kids. I just want to have a little bit more energy to do the things that I really want to do and enjoy this great life that God has given me. We train those patterns. And then lastly, we focus on those three energy-producing systems. We actually work on teaching that athlete how to not burn through his glycogen stores so quickly, how to not burn through his glucose stores so quickly, and how to more quickly, more efficiently, and more effectively convert fat to energy. And that is done with the presence of enzymes. Guys, enzymes, I can't stress enough, are mandatory. Enzymes are pH specific, meaning that if we don't have a balance in our pH because we're drinking acidic water, whether it be Dasani or Aquafina or sports drinks or carbonated drinks or tap water or whatever it is, our enzymatic activity will not function properly. Get your body balanced first by pH, by drinking electrolyzed common water. Secondly, fill your body massively every day with enzymes and probiotics. Broad strain of enzymes and probiotics. They're mandatory for the utilization and conversion of all nutrients to energy. In closing, there are a few things that I'm going to ask you guys to do here, okay? First and foremost, if someone asked you to come to this call or invited you to this call or invited you to listen to this, maybe it's on a CD, maybe it's on a DVD in the future, whatever, get back with that person and let them give you and teach you more. There's so much to be learned. There's so much energy and vitality and joy to be had if you will allow these others to show and teach you how to maximize the utilization of those nutrients, how to maximize the utilization of the water that you're drinking. Secondly, if you're serious about sharing health, if you truly want to be a health coach, then there are so many people on this call and in this industry that would love to help you. I have great respect and appreciation for Enagic Web Systems that sponsor our Tuesday night calls. A great set of guys, Eric and his team, is there always ready to help you set up a system to help teach and help others learn about our industry. Thirdly, go to corehealthproducts.com, if you would. Core, like Apple Core, healthproducts.com. Right on our front page, subscribe to our email list. Okay, that is going to allow us to send you updated research, our upcoming calls like this that we do, events that we're doing. We're doing a Congdon Water event in Raleigh, North Carolina, the first weekend in January. We've got events in Washington. We've got events all over. So subscribe to our email list. Let us keep you informed as to what we are doing with everything going on, Congdon Water and Core Health. Fourth, and this is important, not that any of the others aren't, email us, guys, with your questions. I want to make sure that these calls are answering questions that people like. We're still well into the 100 on the call, so we haven't lost people. I hope that means that people are interested and enjoying what we're talking about here. So email us at info@corehealthproducts.com with any question you want to address. But also take a few minutes to give us the good and the bad. You know, don't hesitate. I love haters. I love when someone says, man, I don't know why Shan always talks too detailed. He's too technical. That's fine. I want to hear that. Man, Shan, his grammar's horrible on something. That's fine. Guys, I want to know how we can improve, but I also want to know what we're doing right. If you have a testimonial of Congdon Water or Core Digestive Health or Core Health Pack, please send us that information. Interact with us and let us make sure to tailor these programs to what people want and need to hear. And lastly, number five, give something away tomorrow. Guys, give something away tomorrow. Find an opportunity to give something of value and of meaning to somebody. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a homeless person. Maybe it's a coworker. And I'm not talking money. Maybe give them a hug. Maybe give them a special, maybe it is a little medallion. Maybe it's, a thank you card. Give something away tomorrow. And I promise you, the more you give, the more you will receive. I've learned that. I try and teach my kids, and my wife tries to teach me that the more we can give, the more we can be there for others, guys, the more we will be blessed in every single aspect of our life. I hope you all enjoyed tonight. I truly did. I enjoy doing this. We're doing it the second Thursday of every month. We're probably going to increase that to every other Thursday if we get a good enough response from you guys with more questions and comments. You know, interact with us. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all those other places. But I thank you all so much for this opportunity. On behalf of my family, all of my company, all of our employees, we truly appreciate, respect, and truly do love you guys for the support you give us here at Core Health Products. We've got some Christmas specials going on. You can find those on our website. Give the gift of health this year, guys, whether it's ours or Kangen Water or someone else's. Give something away and give the gift of health this coming season. Thank you all again for inviting us into your home tonight. We wish the very, very best for you and all of your family members, business partners, associates. We wish you the very best, guys. Thank you all. God bless and good night.
All callers are unmuted.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you, Shan.
Thank you, Shan.
Thank you, Sandman. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Web Systems. Thank you, Shan.